Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Barry Svrluga is as good at writing about baseball, knows as much about the Nats as anybody in Washington, D.C. He joins us right now on Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Barry, I want to start with Steven Strasburg. Scoreless inning streak is now a Nationals record, mid-20s frames without giving up a run. And he's done it amid this weird cramping situation that won't go away. Your take on both of those Strasburg items?
Well, I think when he was on the disabled list earlier in the year, the question, you know, everything about this team is what impact is a regular season circumstance going to have on the postseason, and will he be able to post for game two, presumably, of an NLDS, and will he be able to appear in a playoff series for just the second time, even though he's been a member of the Nationals for each of their first three playoff trips. It appears that, you know, as far as stuff that would put him on the disabled list, he's healthy. His stuff plays. He is, you know, when he is pitching and actually throwing the baseball at hitters, it's really effective. That's how you get a consecutive inning scoreless streak like this. The cramping thing, though, kind of fits in with the way we view Strasburg, that even as he's throwing, you know, six shutout innings against Houston and then a really masterful complete game shutout against the Marlins and then six more shutout innings against the Marlins in Miami last night, you know, we're kind of left with this, like, yeah, but situation. And the yeah, but is, you know, him kind of walking to the back of the mound and stretching out his calves and not being able to shake that. It's strange. And it creates this odd situation where he's throwing, in some ways, his most effective, most dominant innings, you know, approaching the stuff that we saw at the beginning of his career. But you're wondering, your faith kind of wavers a little bit in whether he'll be able to do that and do it deep into games in October, which is what matters for this franchise. So it's just kind of a weird both sides of the fence thing with him at this point.
Barry, take this wherever you want to go with it. And it could even be what you just mentioned in terms of Strasburg and his health for the postseason. But what is your biggest question that needs to be answered for the Nationals come this postseason if they're going to finally get out of that divisional round?
Bryce Harper's health. I mean, right now, there's, you know, there was, when he first went down with the bone bruise, that obviously looked a lot worse than it could have been a blown out knee. Mike Rizzo said the next day, we expect him to be back this year. He's just making really small amounts of progress. And you're talking about, it doesn't sound like now after he played catch yesterday, you know, it's not, no one's talked about when he's going to swing, when he's going to run, when he's going to do any of that. It seems like, you know, 3 weeks from now, which will be the last week of the regular season, and I'm just, you know, guessing here, that's probably about the earliest he could possibly be back in a major league game. And that only gives him, you know, four or five games to play in before the postseason runs around. So if he's healthy, I don't think he's one of the people you worry about in a playoff series because he loves those moments. But this team can't be the best version of itself without, you know, the best player on the team, and that's Bryce Harper.
I obviously take great umbrage with Dusty Baker's lineup construction, and I will until Dusty Baker's not managing.
You got to chill about it, man.
What's that?
You got to chill about it.
Well, I will never chill about it. But he fills
yeah,
out he fills out terrible lineups, and that's fine. I'd also like to point out, though, that he's done a hell of a job this year. And as of right now, he is not under contract for next season. And I'm curious, first of all, your thoughts on where we're at with him and coming back and why hasn't he gotten an extension, but also the job he's done this season because, you know, aside from the fact that he'll always fill out bad lineups, he's a really, really good manager.
Well, I think what you're seeing now is what is the best version of what the Nationals hoped they would get when they hired Dusty Baker, and that is a guy who, in the rough seas of a 162-game season, knows how to navigate a pretty massive ship and knows how to tend to player X and player Y who might be having a difficult time with this or that. He's really done a great job with, say, Ryan Zimmerman in making sure that he has days off and that he's able to perform and that he's gotten him this far into the season, not playing 155 games, but has gotten him this, to be healthy and productive the whole season. Those are little things that go into successfully navigating all the injuries that they've had and keeping them not only in first place, but comfortably in first place to the point where, they can do things like go to a six-man rotation. So Dusty Baker should get an enormous amount of credit for that. The contract, I think we've talked about before, I don't think anybody in the building is concerned that it's not going to get done. I think, there have been some legitimate distractions for the Lerner family and Mark Lerner's health and eventually, having cancer and eventually having his leg amputated that I think is a quite legitimate, it's much more than a distraction, but as it pertains to a contract negotiation, it could be a distraction. I think that it is an odd situation that should have been taken care of before the family was really distracted by that. It wasn't, and now it lingers, but I don't think it's something that people there are concerned about day to day. I think it'll get done.
Barry Svrluga with us here. Barry, I hate this question. It's radio the hackery, and I'm about to ask it anyway. Give me an X factor for the postseason, a guy that, maybe a below the first tier of guys. We've talked Harper, we've talked Strasburg and Scherzer and Murphy. We know the headliners. Give me somebody that's a little bit below that you think could have an impact on a playoff series.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I think we went into the last postseason kind of dreading the Gio Gonzalez start. This season with Tanner Roark struggling a little bit or not being the Roark that we came to know when he was a starter over those two full seasons. That game three start from Gonzalez is a really interesting one. You cannot knock the regular season that this guy has had. Continues in Miami tonight. I'm not exactly sure if it's if this remains true this morning, but for much of the summer, the only people with better ERAs in all of baseball were named Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer. So he's doing something right. I would also say that the bench construction of this team and people, this is really kind of nitty gritty baseball, but I think if Jason Wirth is playing well and is the starting left fielder and should be the starting left fielder, and I think that's true, he gets the benefit of the doubt because if he's playing okay, because he grinds out great postseason at bats and he knows how to work the count and he knows how to, even if he ends up getting out, how to have left the pitcher having extended 10 or 11 pitches at a time. You're looking at a bench that gives you Adam Lind with real home run possibility or power possibility from the left side, Howie Kendrick who could give you a devastating at bat from the right side, a little bit of pinch running flavor X factor from Wilmer Defoe, who could be double switched into a game now, and I don't think people would dread it like it was last year in Game 5 against the Dodgers, right, where Baker made some moves and ended up with inferior players on the field. Defoe now fits pretty well. And then you're probably looking at Brian Goodwin, you would hope, because it doesn't seem like Stephen Drew is going to be back. And he would be a very dangerous at-bat off the bench. So I kind of feel like their depth of their 25-man roster could really, really be a benefit in a 5 or 7-game series.
Barry Svrluga, Washington Post. If you like the Nats, you should be following him on Twitter. If you're not, it's at Barry Svrluga. Nobody better in town writing baseball than him. Thank you. We love having you on the show, Barry.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you
Barry.
Bet. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll go around the league next, get you an update on how some of the Nats' top rivals are doing. Also, get you a little Redskins stock report going into the start of the NFL season tomorrow. You're listening to The Fan. Hey, guys, it's Grant Paulson for my friend Jerry Mannix. His company has done an amazing job fixing a problem for my dad that he had for years. Had a terribly uncomfortable sunroom that was always hot. Not anymore because Mannix Heating and Cooling, a company that I would send any of my friends and have sent my family to, used Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating systems to fix that room. You got that uncomfortable basement, maybe it's too cold. You got an uncomfortable bedroom where you can't sleep, that's okay. The Mitsubishi electric equipment basically senses in the room where it's hotter or colder than it should be and can direct air in that direction. It's amazing. Nobody uses the equipment, the technology, better than Mannix Heating and Cooling. Clean and respectful in your home. Product knowledge second to none. Pricing is competitive. No one competes with the high quality of work. You can't miss their orange trucks all over the area. Call Mannix Heating and Cooling at 703-777-9211. 703-777-9211. Or go to ManixHVAC.com. Tell them Grant sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.